अब पूरी फैमिली एक साथ श्री राम कथा का आनंद ले सकती है सिर्फ चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप पर। जानिए श्री राम के बचपन से लेकर दशानन वध तक का सफर। सरल रामायण घर के सभी सदस्यों के लिए। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
Five oceans, seven continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
In this episode of Little Explorers, let's go to a country which is the closest country to space. Yes! Named after that imaginary line which divides our Earth horizontally into two hemispheres. Yes, the country is Ecuador, named after Equator. Its official name is the Republic of Ecuador. Capital is Quito. Official languages are Spanish, Kichwa, Shuar, and some other indigenous languages. And the people living there are called Ecuadorians. It's a tiny country which lies on the crossroads of southern and northern hemisphere. There definitely is a point in this country where you stand in both the hemispheres at one time. Exactly lying in northwest and South America, it is one of the only two countries in South America which does not have a border with Brazil. It's bordered by Colombia to the north. Peru is on the east and south. Pacific Ocean is on the west, and it also has Galapagos Islands as a part of this country in the Pacific Ocean, which is 1,000 kilometers away from the mainland Ecuador. Colonized by Spain around the 16th century, the country got its independence in 1820. It is the smallest country lying in the Andes mountain range. There are some amazing facts about this country. The first one is indeed that it's the closest country to space. The reason is that there's a mountain in this country, Mount Chimborazo, which has the highest peak as compared to the other mountains. It is indeed 1.5 miles higher than even Mount Everest. But in totality, it's not higher than Mount Everest. The reason is, since the Earth is not a perfect sphere, it's at this place that there's a slight bump on the Earth, which is big enough that it is higher on the Earth level. But since the mountains are measured according to sea level, Everest is higher. This country has the world's first UNESCO World Heritage Site. It is the Galapagos Island. And there are three other sites which are a part of this. It has four unique geographical locations. It has the Amazon jungle, it has Yasuni National Park, which is the coastal region. Then come Galapagos Island and the Andes mountain range. The Galapagos Islands are special because Charles Darwin came up with his theory of evolution. The country has a huge biodiversity. Ecuador, in fact, was the first country in the world which recognized the right of nature, that nature also has a right to grow and flourish. Talking about birds, it has around 15% of known bird species of the world. There's an amazing frog available here. It's called mutable rain frog, which is famous for changing its texture of the skin. The country also is home to the endangered lizard species, Pinocchio lizard. It's called so because its snout is bigger than its head. Since it's right at the equator, it has a 12-hour cycle of sun, which means the sun rises at 6 o'clock in the morning and sets at 6 p.m. in the evening. Talking about its capital city, Quito is the second highest capital in the world and is one of the best preserved cities in the Americas. The country is also the world's highest exporter of bananas, and it also exports crude oil. Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. Ecuador's flag has a feature which this country is famous for, which is Mount Chimborazo. It, in fact, is a horizontal tricolor. The top stripe is half of the entire length, which is yellow in color, and rest of the two stripes cover the rest of the half. And they are the middle stripe blue in color and the lower stripe red. And at the center is the coat of arms, on which is Mount Chimborazo, among other things. So that's the flag of Ecuador for us. For other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share Little Explorers Podcast.